Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano.
And by
Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here. Rock Cod Rick Mexa's a little under the weather. He'll be back tomorrow morning with Corey Sandin. That'll be great to have them. But, oh boy, what a great show with Captain Frank Lopresti, the big guy from the Royal Polaris here, and the Shogun, and, of course, all the landings around that he supports and all the different boats, the whole industry that he supports here in San Diego. And what a great prize we're giving away today. One lucky caller will win a full-day trip on the Liberty from Fisherman's Landing. And your numbers? One line open, actually. It's been a busy morning. Here's your chance. 213-432-1090. Or you can text the show via the Let's Talk Hookup app, and at the end of the show, Frank's going to flip the coin and see if it's a caller or a texter that wins. And let's find out what's biting right now. And it's sponsored by Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena, where you get low, low, low gas prices for your car, your truck, and your trailer boat. Hey, the new expansion is there. It's open and it's ready to go. Even more convenience for you. Up to 24 cars and trucks at the same time can fuel. And with 12 diesel pumps, too. How about that, huh? Lots of extra room for your boat and trailer, along with 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum 35-gallon fill-up at Summit Gasoline. Don't forget the Summit Bistro, really fantastic. They now feature handmade burritos, sandwiches, salads, and all at great prices. And the lowest gas prices, free ice for all Let's Talk Hookup listeners, super good people like Martha, the boss over there, and easy in and out with your boat trailer. It's Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Let's start it out with our private motor buddy, Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge with our FishDope.com report. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning,
great
Mark. How are
so
you?
Far? Hey, everything's good, buddy. So I got to tell you, I started the day with a very pleasant surprise. Mm-hmm. I actually got to see the sun during the sunrise.
Whoa!
It's the first time in a long time.
So.
Probably weeks and weeks, it seems like, we've had that heavy overcast and got a beautiful sunny morning. So,
oh, that's cool. Not down here.
Yeah. No. Well, we got a little window, I guess, here. But overall, you know, it's been pretty nice weather here this past week, 2 weeks, actually. And sure makes it easier to get out and about and sample what's biting out there, more than a little, for sure. Starting up north again, both Santa Cruz and Santa Rosa still offering a shot at sea bass and halibut. It's not the frenzy it was a couple weeks ago, that's for sure. And but man, there's been a lot of sea bass and just some tremendous scores on those halibuts. It's just so nice to see those fish coming back. I don't know where the hell they've been the last couple of years, few years, but man, they sure made a comeback. Out there at San Nicolas Island, same thing on that halibut fishing. Just some stupendous bites, kind of in the sand spit sector mostly. And with the good weather, it's been fishable out there, which, you know, is often an issue on the outside. But along with those halibut, the yellows and sea bass can make cameo appearance from time to time, too. It's been really good fishing at net. And, again, that nice weather. Did not hear much from Santa Barbara Island this week. No report from one of my favorite hangouts. I have to go out there and check it out personally. Or Catalina, it's trying, guys. It was definitely a slower start at the island for sure. And certainly a less than spectacular sea bass season over there. But those mostly school-sized yellows are trying to get with the program. They actually fit pretty good here for most of the week. They'll eat a squid, but like normal by this time of year, I'd be inclined to fly line a sardine on light line, 15 to 20-pound fluorocarbon number two hook, and pick that hot bait. I think you do better on the sardines than the squid once they start that switch over. and that seems to be happening. There's schools scattered all up and down the back of the island, both backside east, backside west. There's quite a bit of fishing around. Some days they bite, some days they don't, but, you know, that's fishing. And San Clemente Island, Lake Catalina, it's starting to get rolling a little bit better here, mostly yellows, not too much on the sea bass. And much of it's been down east there around China and actually in the cove also, and high percentage of really big ones down there, much better grade of fish there. Biting bait, biting jigs, both surface jigs and yo-yo jigs. And a lot of times in there at this time of year when they're doing what they're doing, just chasing those spots of squid around and some fin bait around, you know, we would just start a drift over toward the caves, toward China, and just drift all the way across the cove. But the wind blows, you have dropper loops on the bottom to where you'll catch a yellow and maybe a halibut, and throw in the surface iron jigs if you see some signal. Fish those yo-yo jigs. I mean, there's quite a bit of fish around right now, and again, they're pretty good size, pretty fun fishing. And then offshore, like you guys have been talking, those bluefin are up their old tricks. They're just being bluefins. Tremendous volume of fish around, but definitely a little reluctant to bite. And, man, I was just looking at AIS to see where the fleet scattered out this morning. They are right in our backyard here. Upper edge of the fleets are 302, over edge 371. I mean, that's less than 30 miles from San Diego. You can't ask for a better scenario than schools of great big fish right there in your backyard. But, man, like you guys have been talking, and everybody should be paying attention. You got to fish that heavy gear, guys, if you want a shot at those big ones. For you guys that haven't hooked a big tuna, until you do, you really don't understand the experience. And just take the advice from the crew and whoever's advising you, just fish that heavy gear, even though it seems like it's too much. You hook one of them big ones, trust me, you're going to appreciate it. So,
like Frank said, it's, you know, everybody says, oh, I'd rather just hook one. No, you'd rather put one on the deck, right?
You know, when he said that earlier, I just started cracking up. I've heard that story in the store 1,000 times, and I just look at these guys in total disbelief because I don't think exactly like that. I hook them. I want to land them. And, you know, you just got to do everything you can to tilt the odds in your favor, and fishing that good gear perfectly rigged is the answer on this bigger great bluefin. I mean, it's, you know, the schools are mixed. I mean, some of that smaller stuff certainly around, but right now it's the big stuff that seems to be biting and making the headlines. And, man, they have those schools of 100 to 150 pounders, and, you know, I'm sure there's bigger ones still right there in our backyard. Holy crap, man.
There's some fishing going on, right? And fishdope.com, Danny and the boys have it all covered for you. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, P, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner by the big Chevron station, both at Chica and Edinger. And the phone number is area code 714-840-4262. The website's pacificedgetackle.com. And, guys, it is definitely time to go fishing.
Yes, it is. It's June, and this is when we really start rolling. Right now is the time to go fishing. And thanks, Mark, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Okay, you got it, guys. We'll see you.
Thank you, Mark. Hey, Pete, I wanted to bring up one thing. You know,
sure.
Jason on the Dolphin runs this halibut derby.
Right.
And, you know, it was slow to start with, but I think it was about the third or fourth week, somebody got a 12-pounder.
Nice.
And that 12-pounder held up until the last day of the tournament. And a guy got a 30.
Oh, man. Oh, congratulations to that gentleman. Yeah.
Nice.
Jason's
fish.
Been doing a great job. Man, his rockfish counts have been unbelievable.
Oh, the red fishing for both the Dolphin and the New Seaforth have been out.
Yeah.
Just
unreal.
Unbelievable.
Yeah,
yes.
Really great. Hey, let's go down to Cedros Island and talk to our friend Rosie from Cedros Sport Fishing. Good morning, Rosie.
Good morning, guys. Always a great show. Love hearing you guys.
Well,
as you guys know, this week was our opening week, and opening day did not disappoint. Conditions were a little bit breezy, but, you know, the fish really didn't care. They were still hungry. They were fishing down by the salt facility there. And just like Mark just said, using the right gear, the right tackle, the right rig, make sure you put some heavy line on there, and you're going to land one on the deck. And that's exactly what our friend Kim did. She was fishing with a swim bait for calico bass, but she had the right gear, and she landed a 58-pound yellowtail.
Holy mackerel.
Decided to grab a little snack. And if you check out our social media, you can see Kim barely being able to hold up that yellowtail, laying it on her leg. The fish literally is as big as she is. So line up down there because you want to get that thing on the deck. We also, yellowtail fishing has been off the hook. I mean, it's like, you know, surface iron is still the way to go, but hey, you know, if you got the right tackle and the right gear and you're going in the kelp and you can land those things in the kelp too. Calico bass, still doing well. Everyone's friend Howard's been trying for a 10-pound calico bass for years down there. And he was just about a pound and a half shy. He got an 8.5-pounder. A beautiful fish also caught and released that. So, but all good. Halibut, still pancakes down there. They're all laying down there just like pancakes, ready to be caught. And we have 4 or 5 this week, too, I think, with the largest being, I think, 19 pounds. So Stagros is going. First week is really produced. We still have lots of spots open. So if anyone's interested, June is still good. July, we got spots there all throughout the rest of the year, too. So give me a call at 619-772-7570, and we'll get you down there catching fish.
And you can see the spots open at stagrosportfishing.com, right? Right on your website.
Absolutely, you can. That is right. So all right. Look at the schedule. Check with your friends. Bring a friend along. Have a time that's good to go fishing.
Oh, yeah. No, it's easy access, and you take them down there to the CBX, the chartered flight down to Cedros, and it is so much fun. And Rosie.
Well, and you know what? God bless the new airlines, man. They got a couple new planes and brand new planes and designated one just for us. So we're flying brand new. Yeah.
Brand new.
Really nice.
Wow. Yeah. CBX is pretty easy.
It's pretty easy.
So easy.
Yeah. Rosie, thanks a lot for that, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
You got it. Thanks so much, guys. Have a great weekend.
All right. Hey, let's head over to C4 Sport Fishing, talk to that guy on the radio, Marcos. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, everyone. How are you guys doing?
Hey, doing great. Got to behave yourself today. We have the boss here.
Yeah, I know. I'll be boring and behave. But the fishing is definitely, you know, the last couple of reports, you heard it there. It's definitely kicking off the right direction. We're in June, and it certainly sounds like June fishing. And by the highlight trip yesterday, surprisingly enough, was afternoon half day. Yesterday, they went out there. They caught 2 yellowtail. One of those was a 46-pounder. On the half day, and the other one was in the mid-20s. They had a bonito. They had a couple of barracuda. They kept 32 calico bass, released about 100 of those. So very good fishing on the half day yesterday. And it's been kind of going that direction throughout the week here. The twilight the night before had a bonito. They caught, I believe they had 20 barracuda released, but they kept one of them and 75 calico bass on that Thursday night twilight. So conditions definitely cleaning up and going the right direction for those half days. They are still fishing those rockfish in the morning, that deep water, you know, fishing the 9-mile bank there. They had 136 yesterday, 105 the day before that. But that's probably kind of coming to a close here time-wise. You know, we're going to start shifting to that calico bass, bonito, barracuda, yellowtail. And, you know, it's a pretty good side grade there. You know, I know a lot of people like that rock fishing, but it's kind of hard to ignore all those surface fish there, the calico bass, bonito, barracuda we've seen there. The full-day trips, San Diego and Seawatch Fishing Islands there, I still seeing those bluefin, still seeing yellowtail, and a little more manageable fish size early in the week there. They're catching those 25 to 40-pounders instead of seeing nothing but the really big ones. Those choice fish are definitely still out there, especially on those longer trips, a day and a half, 2 days. Pacifica go back yesterday, had 19 bluefin. 4 of those were in kind of that 80 to 100-pound range. Polaris Supreme got back from a two-day. They had 20. And I believe they had 7 fish between 100 and 150 pounds. So right now, fishing is great across the board. A little great weather out there, but we did see some sun yesterday afternoon. So definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. You know, those half days. We got the morning, afternoon, and twilight. Right now, twilight, we're slowly expanding those out. And starting next week, I believe it's Wednesday through Sunday. So lots of options there. The full days on the San Diego, the Sea Watch filling in when the San Diego's full or chartered. We've got those 1 day, day and a half, 2 days, longer trips in there. Definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Our full schedule's up there, and you can make reservations online for any of those trips. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Or, as usual, come down and visit us in person. Say hi. get your gear tuned up and go out there and take advantage of this great fishing we're having right now.
Yeah, boy, that half-day fishing sounds epic. Really, really good. It's just going to get better, right?
You know, I was talking to Brian yesterday on the new C4th, and he said it just amazing fishing. I think the day before yesterday, he said in the afternoon they went 1 for 4. And that was like everything was above 25 pounds.
Big yellows.
So I wasn't a bit surprised to hear they got a 46 pounder.
So that's a good one.
You know, they're definitely seeing good sign of yellowtail. And then the fact that calico bass fishing.
Oh,
you know,
it's time of the year. They're in the spawn mode, so
they
get stupid this time of the year.
Well,
and seen Bonito and Barracuda in the mix there. We haven't been seeing those guys quite as frequently, so it's nice to see them popping up in there also. Yeah.
Now, is the Everingham brothers saying that they have a mix of sardine and anchovy? Is that true over there too?
That's what I heard yesterday. Yeah, it's had a nice mix of fish on there.
That would play well into the Barracuda, Bonita, and calico bass, right, Frank?
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Have some chili.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yep. You know, the one thing that, for guys that can't get away, that twilight run can be a ball. So keep that in mind.
What time does that leave, Marcos?
It leaves at 6 o'clock. It's a 6 to 10:30 trip. Gives you enough time after work to get down here, get on the boat, and get out there and catch some fish. You know, skip happy hour. Just go out on the boat, catch some fish. You know, hey, if you want, have a beer on the boat, have a nice boat burger there. And
I was going to say, you have a burger and a couple of beers, that makes a happy hour.
Happy hour on the boat.
There you go. Happy 4 hours.
Yeah. And also, don't forget, our longest days of the year are coming up here. And, you know, it's light close to 8:30 now. So you're going to have pretty much most of the time that you're out there on the twilight and daylight, so that's kind of fun.
Absolutely, yeah. And you know, I know Rick always talks about it, how much fun he used to have going on those, especially with his dad. It's such a great trip, nice way to unwind from the day, get a shot at some fish, and you know, it's hard to go wrong with that.
No question about it. All right, Marcos, great job, appreciate that, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right, that wraps up our catch report. Today, sponsored by Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. The best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings. Plus, your Fish Pros, the market. You can purchase their famous spices, rubs, pokey kits. Stop by their location in Old Town. I was over there the other day picking up my fish. They do such a great job. It doesn't matter whether it's a bluefin, a rockfish, a yellowtail. Everything is perfectly cut, and they are masters. Order online at fishermansprocessing.com for those spices, and be sure to make your reservations by texting them at 619-255-3128. Phones are packed. They want to talk to you. One line actually just popped open, Frank. You want to get through? 213-432-1090. Let's talk to Rich in Camarillo. Rich, thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Morning, Pete. Good morning, Captain Frank. I've got a couple of questions for the pros there. First question is, what sinker rig setup do you prefer for a bluefin tuna, the sinker at the bottom or above the hook? And also, does an RP knot work for a 100-pound connection?
The RP does work for 100-pound, but nothing over that. Okay.
Yeah.
I would not go to the RP knot over that. And as far as the sinker situation, I'm, you know, being honest with you, I'm not sure what best sinker rig is working right now. I know the sinker rig has been working. I would, you know, personally think I'd want my sinker to the bottom, but I'm not 100% sure on that. So do you know, Pete?
I caught my fish the other day on a sinker rig.
Yeah.
It was about 6 feet from the hook. It was an 8-ounce sinker. I know Bob Dawson caught his on a 4-ounce sinker. It was rubber banded onto the line about 6 feet up from the hook.
That's what I meant to say. Yes,
yeah.
The rubber banded sinker.
And a nose hook sardine.
Absolutely. Always nose hook with a sinker for sure.
Sideways to the nose.
And if you don't rubber band it properly, that can make a big difference.
Because it'll slide, right?
That's right.
You need to put enough wraps on that rubber band so it doesn't slide easily up and
down.
That's
right. And guys are using up to, believe it or not, up to 24 ounces.
Yeah.
And still getting
down.
I'm with Bob Dawson. 4 to 8 ounces would be about all I'd want to do.
Yeah.
Just because I want to be able to feel more.
The other thing, too, is you really, on that rig, you have to be sure to let it down slowly so it doesn't wrap up, right, Frank?
That's right.
Yeah, really key to be patient and don't drop down as fast because all you have is a big mess on your hands. Now, if you need to drop down fast, The Brawler rig is great, which is basically a drop shot rig. It's the hook up above the sinker and the send about 3 feet down to whatever sinker's appropriate on a circle ringed hook and then attached to your line up above. So, and that's a very effective method to get down to the fish fast. So those are kind of basically the two different sinker rigs, and both very effective.
Got that?
All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. A great text here from Tanner, and he wants to know about taking kids fishing, which is great. Frank, we did dads and Grom's charters in the last two years, dads and kids under 15 years old from Port Loma, and the crew and the captain got us on limits of yellowtail last year and limits of bluefin the previous year. Looking forward to chartering another day and a half this year. And that's so cool when you take let's talk about chartering some of the vessels from the San Diego landings, because some people don't think about it. It's not that hard to put a group of your friends together and charter a boat.
No.
And it's so much fun to have a group that you all know.
The camaraderie just gets that much better.
Yeah.
Okay, because everybody knows each other. Even a guy that's a little bit on the quiet side or shy side, when everybody's getting along great, somebody's always trying to talk to him or try and make an effort to talk. It just works out really nicely.
Yeah. And you can call the Fisherman's Landing, Point Loma Sport Fishing, C4 Sport Fishing, and ask them what's available for a charter.
Yes.
And what a great thing to put the kids and the dads.
I think that dads miss a great opportunity to taking your kid fishing, being together with them, especially if you can be in a stateroom for a couple days or a day and a half. They always remember that time with dad. Or, let's not stop with the dad, the boys. Let's take the daughters. The daughters make amazing fishing.
Oh,
it was only about 2.5 weeks ago, Aliar had a group, I believe they were from Arizona, and there were 3 10-year-old girls, and Aliar could not believe it. He said, these girls can fish and pull. He said, I could not believe it. He said, I'd turn around, and they were hooking their own fish, and they were pulling like you couldn't believe. And the girls had, I believe, 90 to 120-pound fish that they caught themselves.
Yeah.
Nobody helping them, nobody pulling on them. They hooked them themselves and landed them themselves.
Wow.
So, don't think the girls can't do it, because the girls can do it every bit as good as the guys.
Yeah, for sure. No question about it. And some of the boats that you may find availability on a day and a half would be the Liberty.
The Liberty. The Liberty is pretty much charter for day.
Tomahawk.
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 Sure.
Maybe you could find. And also, I know the Islander had a few spots here and there. There's stateroom accommodations on the Islander,
there
too.
There you go.
Yeah.
Fortune.
Super comfortable.
Pegasus.
Fortune.
All of those.
So all of those. And just call the landings. Call Fisherman's Landing, Point Loma Sport Fishing, C4 Sport Fishing, and they'll set you up with the right operation for what you're looking for there. That's the key, is just say, hey, here's what I'm looking for. I want to put a charter group together, whether it be 15 or 28, whatever, and call
them. All the landings have a few six-pack boats.
Six packs, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. So. Yeah, some good ones, definitely. Yes. I know Limitless out of Dana Landing is a great boat. Maddie does a fantastic job out there. And also Sam Patella has a 44 Pacifica, too.
Right. And don't get me wrong. They're not as comfortable as a 65-footer or a 75-footer.
But you can take three or four people, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's correct.
So that would be nice. All right, let's jump back into those phones. You want to get through? Here's your chance. 213-432-1090. Let's talk to Robert calling us from Orange. Hey, Robert, thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just want to thank Frank for everything you've done for the sport fishing industry, and in return, I only fish the Polaris Supreme and Royal Polaris. What are your outlooks for the yellowfin and the albacore for this year? Are there any updates?
Well, albacore is something that I don't expect at all, but I see where conditions are such that it's a possibility. That's all I'm going to say about that. As far as the yellowfin, I believe we're going to have yellowfin in here by the 1st of July, 5th of July.
Okay.
We'll start seeing some sign of it. If not, for sure, by the 15th, 20th of July, for sure.
Yeah, here's an interesting question. from Sean Ryan in Blossom Valley says, good morning, guys. What do you expect the coming El Nino weather to bring the U.S. waters that hasn't been around for years? And there is a confirmed El Nino starting to build, and that would certainly hope bode well for the yellowfin, right?
Absolutely. Yellowfin, Dorado, all of that stuff, maybe even some big eye. I'll believe there's an El Nino. I know. I've read all this stuff. There's an El Nino.
It's no doubt about
sure
it.
Sure don't see it yet.
Yeah. No. I mean, it's been a cold year. But you got to reflect on what we've had this winter, though. My gosh.
That's right.
Like one of the most severe winters in history.
I agree.
And the water. Mm-hmm. But the water is turning quickly
now. It seems
now.
Like it's turning.
You start
now.
To see that's, it on the coast with the calico bass starting to wake up offshore. It's still a bit cold, but it's starting to turn, right?
And I believe it will.
Yeah. So it is only June 3rd.
Yes.
Yeah, we have to, because we've had such amazing fishing here for the last, what, 5, 6, 7 years?
8 years.
8 years in April and May, right? It was unprecedented. Did you ever see that before?
No.
No.
Absolutely.
And so we got spoiled, right?
You were lucky. And it used to be the Long Beach March show, the March show and Fred Hall show, where
right.
you'd catch the first yellowtail at the Coronado Islands.
Right.
And April could be a very, very tough month. And so could May.
Yeah.
But usually by the 15th of May, things started to warm up. Last 8 years, it's been different.
Yeah.
And I think it'll continue to be. I think we've got a shot next March, next April, where I think it could be every as good as last year. You know, it's very, to me, it's very similar when people try to compare, well, last year wasn't so good, so I'm not going to book this next year. It's just like somebody saying, well, I like this certain type of wine. It's the only wine I'm going to buy. Well, it doesn't matter. That wine is different every year.
Every year.
Depending on our weather and our conditions, that wine that was so good this year could be so-so next year.
I never related it, but it is. It's like fishing, right?
But people tend to go by what happened the year before.
Yeah.
You know? And that's a mistake.
Yeah, for sure. You know, and or like, have you heard this one on the Royal Polaris, Frank? It's like, hey, we fished this spot last year, Frank. How come we're not going there?
Yeah, let's go back there again.
Yeah. Yeah, just be patient. It's coming.
That's right.
It's coming for sure. And when we come back, we're coming back with a lot more great stuff from Captain Frank Lopresti and you, your phone calls, your texts. You want to get through? Line open right now, 213-432-1090. Have a chance to win that trip on the Liberty and talk to Frank. Stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey everybody, this is Captain Dwayne Diego, 4-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. Then there's a real good reason for it. The fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year, running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat. From the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system, my Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to seek West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
It's time once again for the annual Captain Rollo's Reel a Week fundraiser. Starting August 1st and running through January 16th, we will draw one lucky winner each Tuesday night. Reel a Week tickets are $25, and all tickets stay in the drawing until they are drawn. To kick off this year's promotion, when you purchase 4 Reel a Week tickets, you will get 1 bonus ticket free, and everyone who purchases 4 tickets will be entered into a drawing for one of 2 $500 Fisherman's Landing Tackle Shop gift cards that we will be giving away on June 9th. This special promotion will run from Saturday, June 3rd through Wednesday, June 7th. To purchase tickets, please email us at win@rollokids.org or call Tim at 951-264-7382. To see this year's list of reels, please visit rollokids.org. Thank you for your support and good luck.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.
The perfect day is my family and I on the boat, out on the waterway. I love it. Nothing but sun, snacks, fishing, and of course, life jackets for everyone. Save the ones you love. Life jackets save lives. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. I want to remind you, join the fun at the CCA California Annual San Diego Apps and Taps Brewfest. Super fun event. I was there last year. It's June 17th at the Portuguese Hall right here in Point Loma. Super fun. They have great raffle. They have some fantastic taps and beer and wine and really, really good food and just really great camaraderie. And, of course, you're supporting CCA, which is supporting our future of our fisheries there. So join it, the Apps and Taps for the CCA California San Diego chapter on June 17th. Get more information at CCACalifornia.org and get your tickets and get to that event. Hey, phones are packed up. Before we jump into that, I want to say that one line is open at 213-432-1090. And I have a nice text here. It says, this is from Sean in Blossom. And we already talked about that, the El Nino there. Yeah, so I want to cover it. I'm trying to cover both the phones and the text here, so we're getting
Rick,
it all in there.
A little tougher.
Yeah, Rich in Murrieta is next up. Good morning, Rich.
What's up, fellas? So, Frank, I got a question for you. It's in today's age. You get 3 poles on a crew trip, 1 jig stick, 2 other poles. Any poles you want, you got. What are you bringing, brother?
If I'm only taking 3 rods?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Or you can take 5, but you're 3 of your own, 5 of your own. 3 day.
3 day. If I could only take 3 rods, the first rod I'd take is a 100-pound outfit. And then I would take a 60-pound outfit, and then I'd have a 30-pound outfit.
Yeah.
If I could only take 3.
That's all you need.
No, I wouldn't necessarily.
No.
I mean, if it is all you need, yes.
Yeah.
But if you're an angler that has more equipment, then I would have a 100-pound outfit. I would probably have a 60, a 50, and a 30. You know, nighttime, there's just no reason
and
to fish
80
anything.
Maybe too?
Now, if I was going to go that way, rather than have the 80, I'd have 100 and 130.
130, okay.
Yeah.
Especially for that nighttime jig fishing.
That's
that
what
130,
I'm saying.
Why not use 130,
yeah.
Right?
I agree.
What if you hook that 200-pounder?
On the 100, you're going to have a heavier leader anyhow.
Yeah.
But still, if you get into tangles or anything like that, 130 is a little bit better than just 100.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Hope that helps you out, Rich. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 213-432-1090. Here's a funny text. They didn't leave a name, so they don't get to win the Liberty trip. But it says, Captain Frank, do you have any funny stories about Rambo that you can tell on the air? Of course, Captain Jim Hughes, who's one of the absolute legendary great captains in the fleet, runs the Cortez.
What a wonderful man.
Runs the Cortez out of Seaport, and of course runs the Royal Polaris in the winter, right?
Very, very knowledgeable man. Extremely
Jeez.
Knowledgeable.
When Rambo talks, you listen.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
You'd be a fool if you didn't. Funny stories about Jim. You know, the one thing I always think about with Jim is the guy, he should be where, you know, if you want to give Jim a gift, all you need to do is go to your local sports store and buy a helmet. This man cuts his head open more than any man I know.
He cuts his head open?
Oh, constantly. You should see the dents he's had on his head. It's crazy. I mean, anyhow, that's you know, that, there are many funny stories.
So ask him to show you his scars, huh?
Well, no, just buy him a helmet.
You might be careful, yeah. You might be careful asking him to show his scars. He'll really show them to you, right? Hey, here's a guy that may know a little funny story about Rambo. Mike calling us from the Tribune. Good morning, Mike.
Well, there's nothing funny about Rambo. Can't say anything funny about him. He'll beat you up.
That's right.
I don't know. There is a day and age where everybody earns these really cool nicknames. You have Rambo. You have Beretta. You have people named after guns. And then you have guys that do screwed up stuff and get nicknames. But Rambo is not the worst nickname to have ever, I'm guessing.
That's for sure. So what's going on in the Tribune?
You know, we just got in a day and a half charter, regular group of ours, and just same thing, an obscene amount of time fishing for a day and a half trip. I mean, you're definitely getting your money's worth. But really, really good sign of bluefin. We ended up with 5 bluefin yesterday and 17 yellows for our light charter group. And fish up to 140 pounds. I know it's something you guys have seen and something that was probably talked about this morning, but the quality of some of these fish around. I know we had a rent rod charter the other day, and we spent all day Sunday pulling on big tuna. I think we had somewhere between 25 and 30 of them babies hooked, and we ended up landing 8 for the day, and they're all 130 to 170 pounds. And it's something I got to really credit our landing for is a lot of our fish lately have been taken on rental gear, and something that I've tried pushing and I've talked about on the show. You know, you get a guy that has never been on a overnight trip before, never fished saltwater. They come down, they buy a ticket, get some rental gear, get together with Dustin or the guys in the office, and you know, get the right tackle and knock out a fish of a lifetime, never having caught a bass before, and it's awesome.
So that rental gear, yeah, both I know Seaforth and Fisherman's Landing, they have amazing rental gear.
Beautiful.
And we had some on the boat the other day on the Islander, and boy, I was just looking at that gear. It's all stuff that I have. It's Talitic 20s, and but put with the right stuff, Calstar rods. I mean, it's all top of the line stuff, right?
Yeah, you know, even the TLD setups. I mean, if you look at our Facebook page, you know, go back a couple of days here, like almost everything that we have, we have pictures of, you know, giants, you know, fish up to 170 pounds. Guys, you know, there's new line on there. The drags are taken care of. And I just, how simple it is to get, you know, come down, buy a ticket, ask the guys on the landing, you know, they're going to point you in the right direction. Once you get on board the boat, you know, my crew rigs you up. We go through, we mark the distance on your line, you know, we strip it down 100, 200, 300 feet, and we mark it. So, I mean, it's straightforward as it's going to get. And when we stop on those spools and say, all right, fish are at 250 or 300 feet, you drop down to your third mark, and bam.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah.
It's not quite that easy, but we try to make it that easy.
Yeah, that's the idea anyway.
There are times it's that easy, but not always, that's for sure.
Well, what about trips on the Tribune? When's your next trip, Mike?
We're out tonight. Tonight's sold out. We do have room available on Sunday night's Pizza Port sponsored trip, or I'm sorry, Monday. And then again on Wednesday, the weekend's sold out. But there is room here Monday night as well as Wednesday night. So still looks like weather's going to be favorable. And what we saw last night west of here, not much. We fished till 2 a.m. I mean, like I said, you're getting plenty of fishing time on these trips. But what we saw last night was ridiculous. We've seen some just – I think my night driver, Frank, was stopping the boat about every 10 or 15 minutes. And they're good schools. I mean, we're due for another good go-around on these things.
Yeah. The fish are here. It's just a matter of them unlocking their jaws and starting to bite, right?
That's it. There's been a mix of like 25 to 40 pound fish, and then there's, you know, the amount of fish that showed up, and you saw it with the full day boats and everything else last week, has no reference to what we're seeing. I mean, you know, you're looking at like the new the Sea Watch and the San Diego turning in 3 to 7, 8 fish, but they're pulling on fish, you know, almost the entire time. It's just these things are mean.
For sure. Well, hey, how do we get aboard the Tribute if we want to go fishing?
Give Seaforth a call, 619-224-3383. You can book through seaforthlanding.com, tributesportfishing.com. And like I said, I don't know if anybody else is online here tonight. We're sold out, but throughout the week, there's plenty of room and time to come down and get in on
fish
some of the
fish here
catches.
To go catch. Yeah. Hey, Mike,
there
we sure appreciate you keeping us posted of what's going on there. Keep getting them on that Tribute, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Of course. You guys have a good day.
All right. You too. Hey, how about that? Fresh information. You heard it right from Mike. It's there. The fish are there. It's just a matter. They're going to bite. You know they're going to bite.
And we know they're going to bite.
Today could be the day. Tonight could be the night where everybody gets limits. It's going to happen for sure. But the good news is the volume of fish, right,
absolutely.
Frank? Yeah,
absolutely.
There's a lot of fish around. Hey, Steve from Murrieta writes, great show. I never caught a big eye. What are the difference between a yellowfin, a bluefin, and a big eye, and which one fights the hardest?
Well, no doubt the yellowfin fights the hardest. Absolutely true. And I would say the big eye is second and the bluefin's third.
Okay.
Okay.
And so you think a bluefin doesn't fight as hard as a big eye, too, huh?
I absolutely agree with
okay.
that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. And is there any truth? I mean, like the why is that? Is it just the different species, the age of the fish? Like yellowfin are younger than bluefin, so they don't fight as hard. What would be the?
You know, the yellowfin thing. We've seen yellowfin that don't fight as hard, and those fish are usually caught at Socorro.
That's interesting.
But I have said before, it's kind of like where you grow up. If you grow up in Watts, you're probably going to be a pretty darn tough kid.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
If you grow up in Palos Verdes, I'm not saying you can't be tough, but you're more than likely going to be a little softer than the kid that grows up in Watts. And it's all about how much food you can get. And if there's lots and lots of food, you don't have to work so hard. When there's very little, you have to work harder. And that seems to be the answer to me.
Yeah.
Okay. And just the science of the fish, the fact that bluefin can grow to 1,000 pounds, whereas a yellowfin is going to die somewhere between 350 and 450 pounds because they can't get enough food as fast as they burn up.
No matter what neighborhood they're
in. So they're a different animal. That's
yeah,
all there is to
they're
it.
Just tough.
So, Pete, I want to bring up that, because people have been asking, that I have almost completed Royal Polaris, Polaris Supreme, and Shogun schedules. And those that are interested in booking for 2024, I'll probably have that all out in, let's say, 2.5, 3 weeks, something like that, after we get all our charters.
It'll be posted on the various websites.
Absolutely.
So, Royal Polaris, Shogun Sport Fishing, and Polaris Supreme.
Supreme, yes.
Yeah.
And we'll get it out as soon as we can, but we want to make sure we take care of all our charters first, and then we're going to go from there.
This is the 2024-25 schedule.
And then the other thing I want to mention is I'm more than likely going to put together 3 trips to El Salto next year.
Oh, wow.
So if you have an interest
in Bill Chapman Senior's Lodge, have the whole lodge to yourself.
Oh, it's so nice.
It's great.
We had such great camaraderie with our groups.
Oh, yeah.
This last
super
year.
Fun. So 3 trips next year.
So
you did 2 this year, right?
Right. And if anybody's interested, all they got to do is call her off and say, I want my name on the list for El Salto.
Yeah. And how many people on the trip?
On the trip, we take no more than 16.
No more than 16.
That's right.
So you have the whole lodge.
And we do it so nicely. We pick up here in a huge bus here at Fisherman's Landing. We're dropped right in front of CBX. We unload our gear. We walk across. We have those little carts that we push our cart, and it's just so easy. We
super
sit there
nice.
And have a nice Mexican breakfast, get on a plane. They meet us. We get to the lodge. We get to fish that afternoon.
How fun is that?
Lots of fun.
So they just call the Royal Polaris office for that?
Yeah, they can just say that, hey, I want to be on Frank's list of El Salto people and leave a phone number. And
then you'll call them, right?
Yes,
I will. They'll get a personal message from Captain Frank Lopresti.
What? Yeah.
Do you go on all three of those trips?
I will.
You will?
You're darn right.
Wow. Okay. That's kind of fun.
You bet.
So just and then, of course, any of the trips for the Royal Polaris or Shogun, you call the Royal Polaris office,
absolutely.
Right? Yeah.
And for the Polaris Supreme, you call Lindsay on the
right.
Polaris Supreme number.
Yeah. And Lindsay's been helping out with the Shogun lately,
Thanks. Lindsay has been everywhere lately
because
of our two girls that are down right now.
Yeah,
Lindsay.
For sure.
Lindsay is an amazing lady.
She is amazing.
And for those of you who don't know, that's Renee's wife.
Yeah, who owns and runs the Shogun.
That's correct.
Yeah, along with Frank there. So, yeah, she is amazing. I saw her running around the landing the other day.
Of course. And then on top of that, she's just cuter than all get up.
Oh, yeah.
It's not hard to look at.
Yeah, for sure. No doubt about it. Hey, Mark White from Canton, Ohio says, my question, Frank, is I've never caught a tuna over 100 pounds or a wahoo. What kind of trip would it be ideal to make this happen? I also want to thank you for all that you have done and your continued support of our fishing industry.
Okay, if you want to catch a wahoo, I suggest an 8 to 10 day trip. And I've always said if you're going to do an 8, try to stretch it to a 10, simply because it gives you more fishing time in the similar area.
Okay. And what time of the year, Frank?
I would say anywhere from August 1st. August 1st all the way to December 31st.
Now, we know that on the...
Now, wait a minute. Let me finish the answer. For the tuna over 100 pounds... I got to say, now, if it's a yellowfin.
Yellowfin.
Yeah. You got to do a 16-day trip. 16 to 18 days.
Okay.
Or a 15 to 18, depending what boats have what schedules.
Yeah. And okay? And the Polaris Supreme, what kinds of trips do they do?
They do everything up to a 10-day.
In the fall.
Yes. We have 8-day trips. In fact, there's an 8-day trip on the schedule that has a few openings.
Come
there's
on.
A 7-day.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
There's a 7-day trip that has a couple openings. We were doing a 10-day trip, but the charter master wasn't able to put enough people together, so we scheduled some 2-day trips. If you look in December, there are 2-day trips open on the Polaris Supreme.
Wow.
So, and that's when that fishing was good. It has been the last few years at Cortez on the anchor fishing bluefin.
Wow. So. That's great. And of course, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have scattered spots for those longer trips, right?
Well, the longer trips, I believe, on the RP are all booked.
Yeah.
But the...
Shogun might have...
We have, you know, all the boats right now, due to some cancellations, if people have things that come up. If you look right now, you'll find, like, we have an 8-day accurate trip. It has 2 openings. We have another trip, a 6-day trip that has 1 opening. And if you just look, and there's even a few 3-day trips with openings on the Shogun, whatever. I just saw on the Polaris Supreme, and next week there's a single opening for the cancellation. So you got to keep watching the websites. I was looking through some of the other boats.
Yeah, Royal Star has a couple openings on a limited load. Larry Brown's 7-day in June, and then an 8-day in
Independence
July.
Independence has some
openings. Yeah, they got them.
All you got to do is keep watching the schedules. If you want to go fishing, there's usually a way to go.
Yeah, and hey, Carl from Fisherman's Landing said he just finished putting multicolored spectra on all the heavy gear, the Talica 20s and 25s, at Fisherman's Landing for rental gear.
Isn't that great?
There you go. Hey, when we come back, we're going to give away a trip on the Liberty and talk more to Frank. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
This is Captain Art Taylor from Searcher Sport Fishing. Your hook is one of the most important links to catching fish. And at Searcher Sport Fishing, we use and recommend Gamagatsu hooks. The Gamagatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with a variety of sizes all the way down to size 4, Gamagatsu hooks are the ones to use. It's important to be prepared with the right tackle when you come aboard Searcher, so that should include Gamagatsu hooks.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150. Available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup here. It's time to flip that coin, Frank, either the caller or the texter, and give us that flip, Frank. Here we go. It's a caller, and it's Joe in San Pedro is the winner of a trip on the Liberty. Congratulations, Joe, and boy, Frank, great show. A lot of questions out there, texts, calls, everything. Thank you for all you do for the fishing industry and all you do for Let's Talk Hookup, too. You've been tremendous for support for us from day one, and we are very thankful that you are here and supporting the industry. And
it's easy to do when you love what you do, Pete.
Yeah, and that's the key, man. You got to keep rolling, and you love what you do. So, Frank, if we want to run a trip on the Royal Polaris, the Shogun, or the Polaris Supreme, or any of the landings, how do we get a hold of you?
Well, if you're those three boats, let's see, the Royal Polaris Shogun 619-226-8030. Polaris Supreme, I haven't got that number memorized. You're going to have to...
PolarisSupreme.com?
Yes, on the website and you'll get our phone number or call Seaforth Sport Fishing.
Yeah, Seaforth Sport Fishing, where the Polaris Supreme operates. Right. And, of course, Fisherman's Landing Point, Lomo Sport Fishing, Seaforth, have all the great boats. Don't forget the completely redone Tomahawk. Really a great captain and boat now. Jump on that boat for sure. Hey, Frank, thanks for being here. Thanks to you out there for all your texts. Thanks to Christian for manning the phones, and thanks to Adam for what he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app.
And Reel a Week.
Reel a Week. Don't forget Reel a Week. Call Tim right now. Win at RolloKids.org right now. Tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup, Corey and Ricky will be here with Captain Brandon Nelson from Lucky Bee Sport Fish, and I'll be headed down to our Let's Talk Hookup Rancho Leonero final 27th annual. We'll see you next week. We'll see you tomorrow right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.